quiero que sea a mi boca, el más dulce beso de mi boca. Quiero que sea a tu boca, de tu boca, amor, a mi boca, de mi boca, amor, a tu boca, de tu boca, a mi boca, rica boca, deliciosa.
By Gregory Gann on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. A little scratchy vinyl from the CITR Music Library. Man, this stuff never gets old. This is Brian Eno, Impossible Music's Fourth World, Volume 1 from 1980. The reason I played this, is because our next composition is inspired by Brian Eno, although from his 1975 work, Discrete Worlds. This is a North Vancouver... Sorry, Discrete Music. I said Discrete Worlds. This is a North Vancouver composer by the name of Jordan Nobles. He's widely played now as a contemporary composer. And I'll tell you a little bit about this after you get to hear it. I'm going to play track number 6 and track number 7, Ostinati and Stasis. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You just heard Stasis by Jordan Nobles. Before that, Ostinati. So, this is from the album Undercurrents 2008. And I'll read you a little bit from the liner notes. While Undercurrents was designed to act primarily as a showcase for multiple soloists, it is actually from the accompaniment that the piece derives its name. A single musician is entrusted with the main melodic line, while the rest of the ensemble responds with tiny ripples and eddies in its wake. This recording of Undercurrents presents the melodic material three times, each statement showcasing a different soloist. Violinist Sarah Fraser Raff, pianist Allison Weeb, and saxophonist Wallace Halliday. Such a delicate handling of minimal musical material has rarely begotten so stirring a work as Stasis from 2007. This is Nobles at his absolute sparsest. Handfuls of long tones are provided for musicians to distribute as they wish, creating a slowly shifting harmonic cloud. Formless by conventional standards, Stasis almost gives the impression of being a microcosm of a celestial harmony that defies beginnings and endings. We, listeners, are suddenly privy to a glimpse at eternity, and the view is enthralling. So speaking of the views, I wanted to tell you a little bit about what happened to me this Friday. I was invited to a housewarming. Now I live around Main and Broadway in Vancouver. And so I dropped by the grocery store and picked up a big platter of baklava to bring to the housewarming. And riding on my bike, in one hand holding the platter of baklava in the other. And I'm biking along this kind of famous bike route along 10th Avenue. And suddenly I hear these very melodious sounds. And I kind of look around and I notice that there are musicians inside this very kind of spherical, circular space. This was Redshift music. And open space presenting the vertical orchestra. They were in Vancouver and North Vancouver and Victoria between August 9th and 11th. And I had to stay put, and I introduced myself to a few people there. And one of them, of course, was Jordan Nobles, the production manager, the artistic designer of this whole concept. This was held at the Spinal Cord Injury Center, and so the whole space was designed as a kind of like long spiral, figure eight kind of spiral, going and moving upwards. And along this space were musicians, but they weren't in any way held together. They were along the spiral, so the audience would just walk around and hear, you know, the guitar, the saxophones, the trombone, the piccolo as they approached them along this ever-rising spiral. So I was transfixed. It was quite mesmerizing. And I encourage you to attend an event at Trout Lake on August 17th. I'll announce a little bit about it. For now, I'm going to play a few community messages here and be back with you with some more music.
The 11th annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival runs from August 30th until September 8th. This year's festival will feature over 40 of the best feature-length and short films to come out of Latin America over the past year, including a spotlight on Colombian cinema, Canada Looks South, Asian perspectives from Latin America, and a series of talkbacks with guest directors following selected screenings. Online ticket sales begin on August 14th at vlaff.org.
CITR and the Vancouver web scene, Van Music, present 3 nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displace Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music.
Thank you.
You just heard Jennifer Butler's composition for Dreams of Things Which Cannot Be. This is off of the Redshift 10. It's a compilation CD from previous Redshift record CDs, and it's available for free download. You can Google the name or go to this address, bit.ly/redshiftx. bit.ly/redshiftx. So this event happening at Trout Lake on Saturday, August 17th, it's called Da Lontano, with two saxophone quartets, Saxophilia and Vis-a-Vis, happening, of course, in the serene setting of one of East Vancouver's most cherished green spaces. And I would highly, highly recommend it. It's happening at dusk, but I would get there at 7 p.m. just to be sure that you're there for the entire duration. And you will meet Jordan Nobles, whose music will be performed there, as well as the saxophone quartets. I'm looking forward to collaborating with Redshift Records, and maybe I'll have them on air sometime soon. So this is, in case you're just tuning in, 433, a program hosted by Gregory Gann. It's dedicated to contemporary classical or new music, showcasing both local and international compositions. Both recent and not so. And I hope you enjoyed this show so far. I think in the spirit of the kind of ambient, very relaxed mood of the entire span of the hour, I'm going to play Claude Debussy's La Mer when we come back from these two short announcements.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Interested in NGOs or the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
we end the show on this extremely powerful note, courtesy of Claude Debussy. La Mer, the Sea. That's three symphonic sketches you heard from dawn to midday on the sea. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to 433 with your host Craig Regan on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. If you have any questions about the show or if you just want to chat, don't hesitate to email me. Address is theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next Monday.
Well, the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.